Welcome back, darling. It hasn't been that long since the last time you visited me. Oh, sweetie. It looks like someone's in need of some private time with Mummy again. That's perfectly all right, my dear. Just let me get this top and bra off so you can lean against these soft, squishy breasts you've learned to love so much. Okay. There you go. You be a good boy and take your place leaning into Mummy's chest as my hand slowly goes down to your belly, firmly caressing that sensitive spot just above your crotch. You're already releasing soft little moans, but it only makes sense. You know what you came here for, after all. Be a good boy and pull those pants down for me, okay? Good boy. There you go. Now, just let Mummy wrap her hand around that cute cock of yours, gently stroking and teasing it. All slow movements at first. You can feel my fingers go all the way from the base to the tip, up and down, up and down. Now let's pick up the pace just a little bit. Still doing full long strokes all the way up to that eager, sensitive tip. I can already hear those nice, sweet moans you're making. Oh, what's that? No, did you forget what to moan for me? You know what my name is. Say it properly. Otherwise, I can't help you with your desires. Sweetie, come on, say it. Mummy. That's the name that drives you wild. Say it again. And again. Mummy. Good boy. Good boy, that's my good little boy. Oh my. Don't you sound just lovely and adorable? Slowly losing your mind like that just for your mummy. Those moans and that squirming. Isn't someone being quite submissive for me today? I've noticed that you seem to enjoy this a lot. Getting so subby and squirmish. Whenever we do this, you react so sensitively to pleasure, almost like a little slut. Oh, did that make it worse for you? Calling you such indecent names got you quite riled up. My. I can barely keep jerking you off if you squirm and wiggle so much, darling. Let's pick up the pace a little and just... jerking it faster and faster. Nearing that climax you so badly desire. Oh, sweetie, look, there's no need to hold back around your mummy. You let all those sweet, subby moans out for me. You're already leaking. Yeah, I can see that pre-cum. So there's no need to try and hide your arousal. Well, that name-calling surely did its part too. But how could I not call you an eager, desperate slut when you react just so strongly to any pleasure I give you? I could swear that it wouldn't take much more to make you drool for me, saliva running down your chin as I keep edging and teasing you endlessly. Do you like the sound of that? No. My slutty little boy wants to come real bad, and he can barely handle my hand jerking him off even faster now. But you'll have to keep holding out for that. Only good sluts get their rewards, and if you're about to climax, you'll have to tell me, okay? You already close? Then let me just go a little bit slower for now. We still have some things to do before we finish this. Let's explore this new side of you a little more. What other naughty secrets is my slut hiding? Come on, tell Mummy all about it. Hey, let me just take a quick break to check in on you. If you have any other fantasies or would like me to not say or do certain things, then you can just tell me so, all right? After all, my priority is still for both of us to have fun. So don't force yourself to do anything, okay, darling? If you feel too much at once, just say something. Tap my leg and I'll stop. You quite enjoyed the name calling, you say. And, you want me to try more female nicknames for you? Dirty talk about your more feminine side? Of course, there's no need to blush or be embarrassed about it. I love just the way you are. But for now, back to the play. Well, maybe those slutty, submissive moans make a little more sense now. After all, I might have just had more of a good girl on my hands the entire time. Stroking her little clitty to make sure she reaches that climax. What a strong reaction, twitching and moaning so much for me. What if we extended this a little more? Should I bring some clothes up for you next time? A cute skirt or a belly shirt or thigh highs even? When I mentioned that, your body reacted even more strongly. Does my naughty girl want to play some dress up with Mummy? Just to ruin her clothes right after by climaxing all over them? If only I had known that this slutty, needy boy had this preference, we could have done this way earlier. But now that I know you've been hiding it from me for so long, I almost feel like punishing you for a bit. Maybe slowing my pace down even more until you're painfully close to that climax. Making my little girl tell me more about what she wants. You want me to show you how to do makeup as well? You're really enjoying that part of you and making you look pretty. Dressing you up and styling you. What lovely ideas you have when I just prod and tease you for long enough, darling. My slutty princess wants to be a good girl for her mummy so badly, right? Then do what all good, submissive sluts do, and beg for your climax. Do it properly. You can't think of anything anymore. Your mind is filled with thoughts of wanting to climax and nothing else. Come on, say it after me then. Please, Mummy, keep stroking my needy, eager clitty and make me come. I promise that I won't be hiding any of my dirty secrets from you anymore. Make me orgasm so hard that I lose my mind. Please, Mummy, please. Please, please. There you go. What a good girly slut you are for Mummy. Now we can finally give you that orgasm you've been craving so long. Jerking you faster and faster. Not sticking to any pace for long. Just Let me overload your senses until you come. Come on. There you go. You do it. You be a good girl and drown in the pleasure only your mummy can give to you. Come on. There. Come. There. Do it. Do it. Oh, good girl. There you go. Ooh, what a mess you've made. You surely enjoyed this quite a lot. Here. Let me grab some paper towels to get my princess all cleaned up. There we go. There, just a little bit there. That's. Oh, I don't want to miss anything. Also, I hope that you did actually enjoy this and didn't just feel too overwhelmed to say anything. You did? Well, that's great, sweetie. Well, just know that that offer with the clothing wasn't a joke. However, I get it if you could get into trouble or getting some of your own, so I'll bring anything you like. Just tell me what you need. Okay, darling? Okay. And if you'd like to explore anything else, feel free to tell me all about it. No matter what others think, you don't have to feel any guilt or shame around me. And I love you lots and lots and lots and lots. Let's just lay here and relax for a little bit, okay? Just lean into mummy's pillowy chest and take your time. Although, I think I'll see you again rather soon. Seems like there's still a lot you'd like to explore. And I'd love to do it with you. I'll see you soon, darling.